everybody. It is Christmas season, and I know we're all really excited about that. And as I was praying about what to talk about during this month, I kind of came to the conclusion that I'm kind of over homeschooling. We're now in the wind down. We are running towards Christmas. So I'm going to give you some links of some stuff that I've talked about before, ways to spruce up your semester as you're finishing out. As moms sometimes get bored with the same old, same old. So I'm going to give you some links down below. But this month, we're really going to focus in on the Christmas story because I think that with me personally, sometimes I get so busy and so desirous of giving my kids just the most beautiful season. And even in my desire to make sure that we're focusing on things of the Lord during this season, I miss what's really magnificent, or some of the things that are really magnificent about this season. And so as I was praying about what to talk about, something that the Lord had laid on my heart for a long time that I didn't know exactly what He was doing with it, kind of all came to fruition. And so over the next several weeks, we're going to look at the Christmas story from a discipleship standpoint. And so this week, what I want to look at with you is kind of the history. It's so important that we teach our children history, that they get context. That's one of my favorite things about homeschooling, is the discussions that surround these historical conversations. And I think sometimes we dive into the Christmas story and we tell it so beautifully, and it's a wonderful, magnificent story, but we miss the fact that it happened at a point in history that was difficult, that there were people that were stretched in this story. It's a really gritty, gritty story. It was a scary story in a lot of ways. It was an outside of your comfort zone story. It was, there's so much going on that I really want us this week to stop and consider some of those things. So just from an historical aspect, let's think about what was going on in Israel at this time. You know, for the last 400 years, there had not been a prophet. There had not been a word from the Lord. These people were just kind of out there. And because of that, and because of things that had happened before that, their hearts had grown cold. They were very confused. They had mixed up religion and politics and works and all of these things. And so out of all of that, we have this culture where we have Pharisees who are so focused on the law, and in a lot of ways what the law could do for them personally and how they could lord the law over other people. And you had these other groups who were just worried about power and they just lost their way. And that is kind of the climate, that the religious climate that Jesus was born into. Politically, the Jews are under Roman rule, and so they aren't free. They have this invasion force in their land. And so though this was all happening in Israel, it wasn't like the Israel of King David's day, when Israel was just autonomous. This was Israel under Roman rule. And so you had that element mixed into this. There was a lack of freedom, a lack of the ability to work for yourself, to do things your way, your people's way. All of these things were going on at this point in time. And so when you look at the Christmas story and you recognize the individuals that are really featured in it, I think it's pretty amazing. And so this week, I want us to really think about, pray about, talk with our children about the fact that at this point in history, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This is a great week to look back, to again take a historical view of all of this. Look back, if the Word was made flesh, what do we know about God, the Word, throughout the Old Testament? you know, God, this is the same God that spoke the word, the worlds into existence, the one who was there at creation. John tells us that. This is the same God that was instrumental, and we see his hand as the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, as they had manna coming from heaven, as his spirit led them through the wilderness. This is the same God that protected Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. This is the same God that protected Daniel in the lion's den. We could go on and on and on. And this is a phenomenal time to talk with our children about all the history that went into setting the stage for this magnificent moment in time when the Word was becoming flesh and dwelling among us in the most unexpected way in the history of the world. Let us never lose the awe of what the Christmas story is really the culmination of and what it sets the stage for. And let us never neglect to pass that on to our children. I wanted to share one more thing with you today. I was reading, working in my daughter's Bible this morning. I'm almost done with my third Bible that I'm journaling through for my kids. But I was reading in Nehemiah, and as I read some of the things that they were reviewing and rehearsing with each other, I realized once again how many times throughout the Old Testament we see the children of Israel repeating what God did. They rehearse that. We see it over and over and over and over again. And that is all part of teaching our children diligently. Rehearse what God has done. This is a fantastic season to do just that. So let's take this week and let's just really focus in with our children on what God has done, how he set the stage, what was going on. Build some anticipation for going deeper and deeper into the Christmas story. Let's see how much God will teach us through it by just looking at it through different eyes, through deeper eyes, maybe taking just a different approach to how we teach it. As I have looked at it this way, as I've tried to kind of tie all the pieces together and talk to my children about that, the depth of understanding and awe at what God did has just truly grown. And so this is a super way to go beyond the surface of what we generally teach our children and what we want them to know and believe and what's so, so important, to go just a little bit deeper. So this week, look at that history. Marvel at the fact that the same God that was working throughout history is about to be born. And use this as a great time to disciple your children and to set your heart on things of the Lord. So I hope this has been an encouragement to you. I would love to hear some specific ways of how you are incorporating, really digging deeper into the Christmas story into your homeschool. Have a great week. If you enjoyed this video, you've got to check out Teach Them Diligently 365. Every week, there are even more thorough videos and chats about things that are interesting to you year-round.